Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3.25 cents, September wheat up 3.5 cents, and November beans up 16.5 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 50 cents a barrel. The dollar's down just a few ticks. Dow looks to be pushing toward record highs. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but certainly stronger in the grains. Now, we had the decent close in the corn and the wheat, actually a miraculous close in the corn on Friday after the bearish report. Funds are short 140,000 contracts of corn. If we close it higher here today over the 10-day moving average, I think the funds have got to be a little bit concerned out here. The wheat, they're short 120 wheat. So, you know, again, I think we can see some short covering here. You know, my game plan, as it's been for the last couple of weeks, is hopefully see a bullish response to the report on Friday. We got that, at least in the corn and the wheat. The beans were only 2 cents lower and actually traded higher with a few minutes to go. But at any rate, the beans have their own bullish story with the exports. And, you know, I think if we can get this short covering rally before harvest, it's going to give you guys hopefully an opportunity to sell corn, you know, somewhere 370-ish, give or take a dime. We'll see once we get up there how the market acts if we do get up there. But I think that's an opportunity you've got to take advantage of, because I still believe at harvest we've got large crops out here and prices can move lower. There are some problems with the corn crop. I think this government estimate is a little bit high compared to what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. I think there's some issues out there that really haven't been talked about yet. And I think this was I have no idea why they did it, but I think it's an overly aggressive estimate for this time of the year, and particularly when we're starting to see a few problems out here. Now, granted, I certainly believe that it's going to be a near or, you know, record crop out here, but it may not be quite as rosy as what the government's predicting out here. So, you know, the beans have got its own story with the export market. Yes, it's going to be a big crop. We don't see any problems out here. The August weather is near perfect. We don't see any stress or strain out here. Plenty of moisture. But the Chinese have had a big appetite for our grains. There were no export announcements this morning, so that's only the second day out of the last really 2 weeks that we haven't seen any export announcements. I don't think it really means anything. But the Chinese are going to be looking, you know, for beans from the U.S. for the next, you know, quite some time, in my opinion. So the wheat market, we still have a lot of wheat around the world. But again, some of the best bull markets start with the biggest carryouts. And I'm hopeful with the fund short that we can at least see some kind of rally in here and give us an opportunity to look at buying some puts for next year's crops. If you have any questions, need some help with the marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.